in it, there's a Western habit. They are completely eradicating the Filipino national consciousness. The women in particular become hopeless objects of exploitation, compulsive consumers of American-made cosmetics, and are encouraged to remain dull, inert, uncreative, irrelevant to Philippine history. How are Filipino women being exploited and oppressed in the Philippines, which is today still in the stranglehold of U.S. big business, the ruthlessness of landlordism, and the decadence and corruption of market bureaucrat capitalism? While in the Philippines, women constitute one-third of the entire labor force, almost one-half of the unemployed are women. This socially enforced predicament is used as a leverage for women to accept substandard working conditions, receiving half the minimum wage requirements. Women are forced into the category of marginal labor force, and often are the first to be fired during tight economic situations. And because of this unfair tactic, women are more prone to act as scabs in cases of labor strikes, and therefore become divisive elements in the political and economic struggle. The oppression of women.
If you could just tell us why you're here and for what purpose and what exactly is the Union of Filipino, the Democratic Filipinos.
Yeah, the Union of Democratic Filipinos, or the Katipunan ng mga Demokratikong Pilipino, is a national anti-imperialist organization which works for two things. First, our group supports the ongoing struggle for national liberation in the Philippines. We work for the attainment of genuine independence for the Filipino people. And that means that we are against the continuing collusion between our foreign and domestic vested interests, especially U.S. big business, which have controlled Philippine economic and political life for so long now. Our second aim is that we also are concerned about the rights of the Filipino people here in the United States as a minority. That would relate to problems of immigration, discrimination in housing, in medical aid, etc. Today we are here to oppose the $4 million effort of President Ferdinand Marcos to use the Miss Universe pageant as a means to salvage the tarnished image of his dictatorship. We are opposed to the capriciousness of the Marcos regime in holding the Miss Universe contest in the Philippines and spending an atrocious amount of money from the Filipino people's taxes. In the face of a national, political, and economic crisis. Like, while this beauty contest is going on, Marcos cannot hide the fact that there is a 30% rate of inflation, that the people are suffering from spiraling prices of basic commodities, and most importantly, that the Filipino people as a whole, under the Marcos dictatorship, are deprived of their basic freedoms of speech, press, and assembly. We're also here because we oppose the backward view of women that the Miss Universe itself is trying to promote. The view of women as sex objects and commercial objects. And we have a belief about womanhood that is contrary to this. We believe that the beauty of womanhood is rooted in more serious aspects of human life rather than on physical looks, as the Miss Universe pageant would have us believe. We're also here to let the American people know about the increasing or the escalating involvement of the United States government in the internal affairs of the Filipino nation. We want to forewarn the American people that in fact their tax money is already being used to support another dictatorship in Asia, and that we would like them to know that we should all work together to prevent another Vietnam in the Philippines. These are the three basic issues that we would like to put forth through this demonstration.
Yes. So it's not mainly for to protest in this universe contest. Is this mainly this?
No, the Miss Universe contest is not, it's just a particularity. And we're exploiting this particularity to show the depravity of the dictatorship, the desperate attempt that it is that the dictatorship is undertaking in order to gloss over Philippine reality right now. Mm. Like, with all the glitter and glamour of the Miss Universe, Americans or foreigners who would probably come to the Philippines that would think that, oh yeah, it's really beautiful. But, you know, behind all this is, you know, cruel Philippine reality, where 85% of the Filipino people are suffering. So the Miss Universe pageant itself is just a particularity, but we also find it, there is also basis to attack it per se, you know, the Miss Universe pageant per se, for the views of about women, the low views with regard to women that it's trying to promote.
Yeah. Miss Universe was from the Philippines. I forgot her name. If you could say her name and who she represents in the Philippines, what kind of family she comes from.
Yeah, that's Margarita Moran, and I believe she comes from a landlord family. And but I think particularly her clan comes from a landlord family, but her immediate family, I think, belongs to the urban rich. And as you see from the way she answered questions in that Miss Universe pageant, you could see the ideas that she put forth were, you know, already reflect what the privileged class that she comes from in the Philippines. Because it is a fact that it is only women or girls who come from the elite class in the Philippines who actually get up to the standards of beauty of this Miss Universe thing, Miss Philippines, you know, all these beauty contests. Besides, and that's precisely because the standards of beauty that are being used are elitist. They're fair-skinned Filipinas, the fair-skinned or the ones with pointed noses and all that, you know, having the Western profiles and all that. So basically, I do not have anything personal against Margarita Moran. I think it's what she represents that I am against. Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Did I?
I have to have it on tape, but does the Union of Democratic Filipinos also support the struggle of the Muslim people in the Philippines?
Definitely. We believe that because of the aims of the Muslim rebellion in the South are very legitimate. And their demands, the Muslim question is basically a land question. They want their land back. Land that has been grabbed from them by American multinational corporations like B.F. Goodrich and Dole Pineapple. And that is the essence of the Muslim struggle. It's an economic question. It's a political and economic question. And in that sense, the nature of that being a Muslim struggle is only a particularity. They're fighting basically the same struggle that the Christians are fighting up north, which is for radical change in the political and economic life for the Philippines.
I was wondering if there is a land shortage in the Philippines, because I understand that one of the prizes in this Miss Universe contest is going to be an island in the Philippines with a house on it. Now, do you feel that the people of the Philippines can afford to give away a whole island to somebody?
Definitely not. There's a refugee situation in the South now, because a full-scale civil war is going on there now. There's a refugee situation which has grown to agonizing proportions. People are packed in the cities, and there's very poor health and living conditions for these refugees who have fled from the countryside away from the battle scene. And how can President Marcos give one island to a foreigner? I mean, an island, a Philippine island, is part of Philippine patrimony, belongs to the Filipino people. Not one man can give it away to a foreigner, and on that basis that she's a Miss Universe 75 winner, you know. And I believe we have gained the sympathy of a lot of our co-Filipinos here in the United States just around this point. You know, what right has the president to give away one Philippine island to a foreigner?
Where are most of the Filipinos in the U.S. from? Are they Christians from the north? Are there any Muslim Filipinos here in the States?
There are very few Muslim Filipinos in the States. You could probably count them with your fingers. Well, the Philippines is 80% Christian, you see. So the greater majority of Filipinos here in the U.S. are Christian. But to describe it further, down in the West Coast, they are mostly immigrants. People have come since the 1920s, you know, they were brought here to work in the farms and all that. But here in the East Coast, the Filipinos here in the East Coast are mostly professionals who have come over to the States because of the lack of opportunities in our country. That's how you break it down. Would you like to tell me why you're here, who you are, and why you're here? And
we are from the KDP, the Democratic Union of the Free Philippines, and we are picketing right in front of the Miss Universe building. The executive office is located here, and
the office for the Miss Universe contest is here. Yeah. 66 Fifth Avenue, 53rd Street.
Right. And we are very against holding the pageant in the Philippines amidst the situation in the Philippines, wherein there is much poverty, and they have constructed a 4 million building just for the purpose of this Miss Universe pageant. And other than that, there are prices which are very ridiculous, like an island for the winner. And a house located in that island for the Miss Universe. That sounds very Mrs. Marcos and Mr. Marcos.
If you'd like to.
We have press statements, really, and we have a spokesperson who speaks out.
Yeah, my feeling is I wish there were more Filipinos here, because they're one of the, you know, those who are very misguided when it comes to events like this. It's understandable, historically understandable, since we have been exposed to very colonial attitudes and a feeling of superiority when we do interpret or imitate Western practices. And for them also, who are misinformed, they think it is an honor for the Philippines to have an event like this and of a worldwide proportion. And this is one of the beginnings of, you know, trying to redirect their orientation. Of course, there is much resistance, since the conditions here are not really very conducive to that. They are right here in the belly of the monster. You know, the elections are more reinforced. So this demonstration is you want to inform more, even
Filipinos
here in this country.
Right. Also, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm standing here at the picket line at the demonstration against the Miss Universe contest here, reading the signs in the picket line: minerals, logs, and women, Philippine natural resources, Miss Universe pageant, Philippines next to Vietnam. Who profits from Miss Universe? Marcos, U.S. big business, Miss Universe Inc. Miss Universe Inc. reaps from use of women and U.S. aid to Philippine dictatorship. Women unite, break chains of our oppression. 15 cents an hour for women workers, $3.75 an hour for Miss Universe usherettes. Cheers for Miss Universe 1975. Tortures for the 8,000 Filipino political prisoners. Would you like to tell me who you are and why you're here and your feelings about this demonstration?
Sure, I'm Barbara Court, and I'm a member of a group called Friends of the Filipino People, which was organized about a year ago in response mostly to the the declaration of martial law, which had happened a year before that. And because...
Could we make a stand?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Stand over here.
At that time, there wasn't any organization for Americans who were concerned about what the United States was doing in the Philippines. You know, there were a lot of Filipinos who were worried about it and who formed a number of organizations, and KDP was one of them. But for the thing that got us going was when the United States appointed William Sullivan as the ambassador to the Philippines. You know, Sullivan was the man who had engineered, you know, that really disastrous U.S. policy in Indochina. He was the ambassador in Laos and supervised all that incredible bombing, secret bombing of the Plain of Jars, you know. And, you know, we could just see the writing on the wall, and this man was appointed to the Philippines just about exactly a year ago now. So at that time, we formed this organization because the Filipinos felt that as, since they weren't citizens, they couldn't directly protest to the American government when such really obnoxious acts as the appointment of Sullivan occurred. So, I'm here because I really see the connections, you know, that there are reasons why the U.S. military feels that it has to, you know, prop up a dictatorship like Marcos. Marcos only stays in power because the U.S. gives him military aid and economic aid, for that matter, but I mean, guns are what he really needs to keep himself in power. And why is the U.S. willing to do that? Because the U.S. wants to protect its own investments. And there are hundreds and hundreds of American corporations with an investment of over $2 billion in the Philippines now. That's a lot to protect, even if it costs a lot of the taxpayers' money. But taxpayers don't get anything from it. It's the corporations that get it. And it's those same corporations who are the reason why, you know, our government is propping up a military dictatorship in the Philippines, who are sponsoring the Miss Universe contest, and who, you know, through that vehicle, exploit women all around the world by imposing very racist and very sexist standards of beauty, as well as instilling the whole consumer ideology connected with being a beautiful woman. So everything sort of fits together, and we're very glad to be able to come.
So you're here not only objecting to the Miss Universe contest being held in the Filipinos, but you're also against, in general, the Miss Universe contest.
Oh, yeah, that's why I think it's, that's why I'm very pleased that they decided to hold the demonstration here in front of the offices of Miss Universe Incorporated instead of at the Philippine consulate. You know, we could have had it at the Philippine consulate, but it's much more appropriate to protest the idea of a Miss Universe contest and the American corporations who sponsor it and who make all the money off of it. Marcos is just being used by them. Of course he's going to get a lot out of it for himself, but those corporations are going to get a whole lot more.
Okay, I understand that the woman from now that was supposed to speak at the demonstration wouldn't speak because the press wasn't here?
Yes, it is unfortunate because we had asked her to speak, asked her to be the first speaker. And she didn't want to for two reasons. There were not enough people around yet, and that there was no press. Then she kept on saying and asking us why we didn't contact the press. And we tried to explain to her that we did everything to get the press down here. But whether they would come down or not is another question that we cannot answer ourselves. So she refused to speak, so we rearranged the program. And we gave time for her to do whatever she wants, you know. So she spent about an hour in the phone booth trying to contact the press, supposedly to help us. Now, we appreciate that, but we do not see the point in her doing that. And I feel that she did call the press only because she wanted them to be here when she would be speaking. And I really found it a very insincere thing to say, no, I was helping you. As far as we're concerned, we did everything we can to have the press down here already. And so she comes up at a certain point and says, I want to speak now. And we informed her that there are two speakers who are already lined up. And that if she wanted to, she could speak after the second speaker. And she said, and she already declined and said, I'm leaving, I don't have the time, etc. So I said, well, we're also sorry that you are leaving for such reasons, you know, that we had expected more unity with you and with your organization in supporting this issue.
So she left and she never spoke.
No.
This is from National Organization for Women.
What?
She's from NOW, National Organization for Women.
Yeah.
How you're connected with... And we informed her that there are two speakers who are already lined up. And if she wanted to, she could speak after the second speaker. And she said, and she already declined and said, I'm leaving, I don't have the time, etc. So I said, well, we're also sorry that you are leaving for such reasons, you know, that we had expected more unity with you and with your organization in supporting this issue. So she left and she never spoke.
No.
She's from National Organization for Women.
What?
She's from NOW, National Organization for Women.
Yeah.
How you're connected with this demonstration and why you're here and how you feel about it?
Just personally.
I'm here because I favor the aims of the people organizing the demonstration. And I think Miss Universe pageants and any of these beauty contests are atrocious. And terribly expensive when people don't have their base needs. Okay, thank you.
Would you like to tell me who you are and why you're here? And
I'm a Pakistani, and as such, I identify with the people of Asia, Africa, oppressed people all over the world. I live and work here in New York, and what I see around me, evidences of U.S. imperialism, which bolster and strengthen fascist regimes in the third world. They perpetuate imperialism, and those regimes perpetuate their own dictatorship. And it's a big conspiracy between the two to deprive the majority of any voice in the running of a free and democratic society. I'm not Filipino, but I know what they feel, and which is why I'm here with the march. And that is exactly, I have nothing against the American people, but your policies in our countries we abhor. They are inhuman, and I think it's about time that we turned around and told the white man of the horrors that he has perpetuated and perpetrated on non-whites for a very long time. I know that there are oppressed people among the whites as well, and it is to them that we appeal, and we hope that we'll get support from them.
How do you feel about the Miss Universe contest being held in the Philippines?
Well, in the first place, I disagree with the principles of a Miss Universe contest, which seeks to judge a woman on her physical attributes and on her anatomy. And secondly, I feel anyone who takes part in it needs to examine his entire system of values and his or her concept of what he is and why he's here. And for it to be held in the Philippines, a government where, as you can see, evidences around you, where people are living in shanties and they don't have enough to eat, where rebels are fighting the Marcos government in the south, for them, for a poor country that can't afford it, to hold a pageant, a lavish pageant as the Miss Universe contest, is a contradiction in human values.
Thank you very much. Tell me who you are and why you're here.
I'm Nestor Hiner, and I believe that the Miss Universe contest is being held in the Philippines to hide the atrocities and the sufferings and the injustices being done by the Marcos administration in the Philippines. And that at the same time, he's using the Miss Universe contest to exploit more the Filipino people, particularly the women, by putting up a very grandiose establishment and by deducting some amount of salaries from some employees just so he can put up this establishment, which is $500,000 in war. And I'm against that. As a Filipino, I feel sorry for those who suffer just so the Miss Universe contest can be held in the Philippines. I think it's a waste of time, a waste of money, because it will not end up it will not result to anything at all. They said that it's to promote tourism in the Philippines, but actually that's not true, because at this time and age, nobody minds who the Miss Universe anymore, and I don't think it will promote tourism at all in the Philippines. That's all I can say.
Okay, thank you very much.
why you're here and how you feel about this demonstration?
We are protesting against the use of people's money for such extravagant activities as this Miss Universe. You know, people are starving. There are not enough jobs. We spend a lot of money for this. It's all for show, to gain tourism for a government that is not for the people, nor by the people, nor of the people.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I also feel the same way. I am very much against the sexist contest. And secondly, I think, you know, that the whole idea of the contest really is to sell, you know, something, you know, which is really, you know, a fascist state. That's why I'm here. Thank you.
Could you